evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk. I am Kit Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are welcoming you this Monday, April the 12th, 2021, where I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about COVID-19, and we've got an exclusive interview with a Zimbabwean-born pilot. This is an amazing story. So stand by.
Yes, stand by so we can be able to hear what this amazing story and how it can inspire other young girls and women listening out there. But the word coming in from the Minister of Health that says that at the moment in Zimbabwe, we have 37,288 active COVID-19 cases as of last year. And we look at the deaths currently stand at 1,538. But there is some good news that of those people that actually caught COVID-19, 34,873 people actually did recover. And looking at the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccine currently underway in Zimbabwe, the reports coming in are saying that of first doses, we have 194,594 that have taken the first dose, with 28,898 people having taken their full doses, which is the second dose, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. And according to the Minister of Health, you know, there are 231 students at Sacred Heart High School, that is in Eskotini, Matawele South, who have actually contracted COVID-19. And it appears as if the whole school has been placed under quarantine. And some of these, all the students that have tested positive have actually been isolated. So according to reports reaching here, it seems as if, you know, nobody is being allowed to visit the school except health officials. So we are going to update you as we go according to what is happening down there. But countrywide, as Marvelous is saying, there are roughly about 25 new cases that were reported yesterday, according to the Minister of Health, and there were not deaths at all. Mm-hmm. But indications are that, you know, some of the outbreaks are now being reported at some schools. So it's a bit worrying to parents, it's a bit worrying to many people. And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 136 million people who have contracted COVID-19 since its outbreak, and 2.9 million people have actually died worldwide. And according to the same hospital, there are 31 million people who have contracted COVID-19 in USA alone, and 562,067 people died. Yebo kambe izulwa ndaba lamhlanje ke sikhuluma COVID-19 siphinde njalo sikhulume lo nkosazana Precious Sibalo ochayela indiza mchina. So yenelise ukuthi abhotabhote lawe usemoyeni khona ngale uyabusiba lesiyezi kodwa yena uyabeyitshayela indiza mchina. Ake lizwe ke isitori sakhe siyalandela ke ngamafutshane. Kodwa ke sikhathise ke COVID-19 lapho sibona khona ukuthi eZimbabwe iMinister of Health ibika ukuthi akula muntu obuleyo umkhuhlane lo izolo kodwa ke kube labantu abayi 25 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. So ngathi ukhangelwa ke ukuhlatshwa amajekiseni. Iminister of Health yabika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abafika phose 200,000 asebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni esijiyeneyo. So singathi ke i-precise figure i-194,594. Bese kusithi labo asebehlatshwe i-second dose badlula i-28,000. So singathi bayi 28,898. Xa sokukhangelwa futhi ke okwenzakala khona manje, kulabantwana besikolo abayi 231 okubikwa ke ukuthi bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Sacred Heart School Eskotini, lapho ke kusesabelweni seMatawele South. So ukhanya ngazani kulo hlupho khona ngale, kodwa ke kuyabikwa njalo ukuthi abantwana laba bafakwe kwezinye indawo kwenzela ukuthi bangatheleli abanye. Abantu abasavunyelwa ukuthi baye esikolo lesi, njalo akula abaphumayo kuleso sikolo. Kodwa kubikwa njalo ukuthi kulezinye izikolo ngazani iCOVID-19 ngabe iqhamuka mbijana lapha lalapha. Kuzobuya njalo uhlangothi lolu lwezempilakahle, kubikwa ukuthi kususela nyakenye. So we're about 37,288 COVID-19. What is 34,873 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo? 1,538 abantu asebatshonayo. Kusasa ubuya ke isibhedlela se Johns Hopkins University. Sithi kulabantu 136 million asebatholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke kwabhubha abayi 2.93 million. Siyabika njalo isibhedlela lesi kuthi eMelika, Marvelous. Kanye umkhuhlane lo ohlasele kakhulu 31 million kunzima lapho. And kuzobuya 562,067 asabapo pale kunjalo kwevangelasi.
Aiwa kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu cheLife Talk musi wemuvhuro April 12 tiri muno muWashington umo ndiri kutsepfenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19. Tichitaura kwatanga tiri kuita nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika pamusoro pedenda irori recovid-19 uyezve tichitarisa pamusoro penhomba dziri kubayiwa vanhu pasi rose tichisanganisira muZimbabwe iyo yapinda musecond phase. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pari zvino vanhu vakabatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 munyika kubvira chirwere ichi chatanga vanosvika ivo 37,288 uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vakashaya kubva kudenda iri vanodaudzira 1,538. Totarisa zvakare nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba vanhu vanoda kusvika ivo panhamba iyo inosvika kuti 200,000 vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga munyika. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti nhasi tichange tiine hurukuro nemumwe mudzimai wechidiki ari kuita iye basa rinoshamisa ivo munyika pari zvino ari kuwanikwa iye achiita basa rekubhururutsa ndege iya yatingati pilot. Saka tichange tiri kutaura navo tichinzwa nhoroondo yavo kuti vakatanga sei kuita basa irori uyezve kuti zvii zvavangataurirawo vamwe vasikana nemadzimai vangadawo kuita basa rakadai. Totarisawo imo muno muamerica denda iri recovid-19 tinoona kuti rauraya vanhu vanodaudzira 500,000 zvinoreva kuti over 500,000 vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 uyezve muno muamerica mune vanhu zvakare vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba dzecovid-19 dzinosanganisira nhomba dzakasiyana-siyana dzinobva kumakambani akasiyana-siyana kuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo vachisimbisa masoja emuviri kuitira kuti kana munhu akabatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 anokwanisa kuwanikwa iye asingazoshayi kana zvakare kuwanikwa iye asingazowanikwe denda iri richibva ramuradzika pasi sezvatinoona zvichiitwa nevazhinji. Saka ndo dzimwe nyaya dzatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichitarisa zvakare kuti kwamuri ikoko muri kuzviita sei muri kuona sei denda iri recovid-19 nhomba yati yasvika here kwamuri ikoko. Saka pamunenge mapinda muchirongwa chedu ibvai manyora kuti muri kupi uyezve kuti nhomba iyi yasvika here kwamuri muri kuitambira sei uyezve kuti pane vakatowanikwa vachibayiwa here nhomba iyi Tuesday.
Yes, I think we got Precious Sibalo, who is our special, very special guest tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. She is a pilot. She was born in Bulawayo, and she got a primary education in Plumtree. That's the village, you know, somewhere in Plumtree there. She would tell us all these kind of things. And then went to Mkhali Primary School, lived in Makwekwe, and then went to Mchabezi Mission for education. But you know what, Marvelous? She was just like me and you. She had this fear of mathematics, you know?
So I really want to hear from her how she conquered that fear.
Here she comes. Precious, how are you?
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Welcome, thank you. Precious.
Thank you so much.
You can start the ball rolling, Marvelous.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you go to school? And also, how did you then decide that you were going to become a pilot?
I am from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe, of course. I was born and raised in Makwekwe in Bulawayo. My grandparents are from Plumtree in a village called Nyavane near Gungubo, near Masendu. I went for grade one there in Gungubo, and then I transferred to Bulawayo to Mkhali Primary School. From Mkhali Primary School, I went for Form 1 to Form 4 in Chavezi High School. When I was in Mkhali Primary School, we went for a trip. We went to Bulawayo Airport, and I saw pilots, but I did not see a lady pilot. When we got back to class, I asked my teacher, are there any female pilots? She said, the numbers are not as much. There's only a minority of female pilots. And then from that day, I said, I want to be a pilot against all odds.
Wow. So right now, where are you flying? And how long did it take for you to actually do your training?
The training is dependent on many factors. However, for me, it took me 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the weather, the school where we are in Eastern Cape, 43S school. Sometimes we are affected by the weather because we are near the coast, so that would delay your training as well. And it depends on whether you have funds in the account. You can only fly when you have money in the account.
Mm.
And it depends on how fast you finish your exams. It also depends on how fast you learn, because if you do not execute, you have to repeat certain lessons, and therefore that delays your training. For me, it took me 2.5 years, almost 3 years.
So where are you flying now?
At this moment, I'm building my hours. I'm doing higher and fly in Algoa Flying Club in Port Elizabeth.
Wow, that's really exciting. But some people will be like, that's too expensive. How was it affordable, or how did you put up the money to actually do the training?
I worked in Qatar for 5 years, and while I was working there, I was investing and I was keeping my money, and with the help of my family and my friends, I was able to save up. That's how I managed to raise my money. Yes, it is expensive, but where there is a will, I believe that there is a way.
Wow, that's really inspiring. So what word would you have for some people that are listening out there saying, I also want to be like Precious?
What I want to say is that success is small efforts that are repeated until they become a habit. So if you really want something, you need to work hard. You should not give up. Disappointment, failure, suffering are the realities of life. But what is important is for you to keep on keeping on, never give up. It doesn't matter, because I was a waitress. People look down on such jobs. But as a stepping stone, take that job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, do not be picky. Take that job. Start from somewhere, and then everything will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Precious. Siyabona ukuthi wako waba ngoweta. Usema hotel, usema restaurants. Njalo ukuze uyefika eQatar Airways kukhona okwenzakalayo. So akubatshela abantu sibili ukuthi wena okwakwenza ukuthi ugcine useba uweta kuyini.
Okwangenza ngicina ngisiba uweta after finishing form 4 wami eMthabezi, ukuthi umama wagula, uthe uma egulile laphayana ngasengifumane ngane at an early age, kumele ukuthi ngiye A-level, angisahambanga. So, kwasekumele ukuthi ngiye kuphi eSouth Africa ngiyosebenza. Umama washona, ngasebenza eSouth Africa. Ngithe uma ngisebenza, ngiliweta, ngisebenza ngenhliziyo yami yonke, dedicated. Bengibona belungu ukuthi she has potential, and bangitshela ukuthi don't you want to make more money, uyenza imodeling while you're doing this. How are you saving your money? People will just see potential in me. So it's important to do it with excellence. So I was spotted there, given a website to apply for a job abroad in Dubai. That's how I moved from South Africa to Dubai to work there as well as a waitress.
So now, explain to us this scenario where, you know, you went for interviews at Qatar Airways. Mm-hmm. What happened there? And at one stage, you didn't even attempt to buy some, you know, uniforms or something. You know, can you relate some of those things?
Yes. So my friend told me, let's go for the interview tomorrow. I was less prepared, and I was new. I was only 3 months in Dubai, and we went for the interview, 6 of us, and I made it. And I was taken. So they told us that there's going to be a second interview the next day. So I made it to the second interview. I had taken something equivalent to 50 rand in my pocket and decided to go to the mall. While I was there, I received a phone call that I made it for the next interviews. While I was there, I had to buy a shirt and a skirt that they had specified. and I was short of like something equivalent to 10 rand for transport. And I approached two people. They said they don't have money. I approached a security guard from Kenya, and he gave me like something like equivalent to 20 rand. That's how I managed to buy a pair of shoes. And Qatar Airways had specified the inches they want for the heels. When I went for that interview, I wasn't even able to walk in heels. I wasn't even able to apply makeup. That's how simple I was. But I made it. Yes, but I made it until the end with the grace of God. Yeah.
Marvelous.
For Tribune's way, Sukuzakne, Mudzimai, which is the Arutaura, yes, the precious Arutaura, from Soro Pain, Wurundo. Yeah, we pay you wavo vachitaura iko kuti vakatanga sei kuita basa rekuti vaite pilot. Saka vari kutaura kuti ivo vaitomboshanda vachiita basa rewaitress vari muSouth Africa, vachibva ikoko vachibva vazoenda kuDubai. Saka apo vanga vari kutaura nhoroondo yekuti pavakaenda kumainterview kana kuti kunobvunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei uye zvekuti vawane basa ravanga vari kutsvaga, vanga vasina kana mari yekuti yakakwana yekuti vatenge uniform yaidiwa. Paidiwa sketi neblouse. Saka vakakumbira kumbirowo vamwe vanga varipo vachibva vazopiwa mari nemumwe wokuKenya akavapa iye mari yakaita kuti vachikwanisa kutenga bhutsu. Uniform yavo ndobva yakwana, bhutsu, sketi neblouse ravaida. Asi vari kuti ivo zvakadaro kwaidiwa kuti munhu apfeke gogo. Ivo vaiti kuti ndipfeke gogo ndasingatogone kana kuisawo makeup nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi ndakatodzidza. Asi nyaya yavari kunyanyotaura vari kuti pabasa rauri kuita munhu, ita basa iroro nemazvo, ende ita basa iroro nemwoyo wako wese. Nekuti vari kuti ivo ipapo pekuti vakatanga vari waitress, vakanga vatarisa kuti ndichibva pabasa iri rekuita waitress ndichada kunoita pilot. Saka vari kungoti kune vamwewo vakateerera pari zvino vari kuita mabasa anonzi nevamwe akashorika, musatsutsumwe, itai mabasa iwoyo nemwoyo wenyu wese. Uyezve vari kuti ivo vakakwanisa kunge vachibatanidza mari yavaiita vari kuDubai ikoko kwemakore anoita mashanu kuti vazokwanisa kunge vachienda kuflying school, kwakazoita kuti vakwanise kuita basa vari ravari kuita pari zvino. So pressure, someone here, Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero, is writing, hey, very inspiring. Who would you say inspired you to do what you did?
My grandfather.
Tell us a little bit about your grandfather.
My grandfather, his name is Kim Ndlovu. He's also from Nyavane. My grandfather was a teacher. He started off in Victoria Falls. Every time he would come during the weekend in Bulawayo from Victoria Falls or from wherever he was teaching, could be at one point he was in Plumtree as well teaching, and would run. Like, my friends knew that when they see my grandfather, they need to at least give me a signal that I need to run back to the house. And he needed to find me reading or at least watching current affairs or news. And he had a subscription of the Reader's Digest. So every time he would make sure that I am reading something, and we grew up reading Wilbur Smith. So he would say, you need to pick words from whatever you are reading so that you can use them in compositions at school. And he used to encourage me to write letters to him, and then he would tell me, like, this is not correct, this is not correct English, like that. So I really have respect for my grandfather for raising me, for sending me to good schools. He sacrificed a lot considering that I was her granddaughter.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa zvakare muzvare Precious vari kutaura ivo kuti munhu akanyanyokuvaumba muupenyu hwavo ndisekuru vavo. Vari kuti ivo sekuru vavo vakakura vachiti vakanga vari ivo mudzidzisi, headmaster in fact, pachikoro. Saka vamwe shamwari dzavo dzaiti vakaona sekuru vachiuya vaibva vavapa kuzivisa kuti dzokera kumba mhanya, nekuti sekuru vaida kuti Precious awanikwe iye ari kumba achiverenga. Saka vari kuti ivo vaiverenga mabhuku akadai semamagazini aya ainzi maReader's Digest, uyezve vaifarira munyori anonzi Wilbur Smith, vachiti ivo kune muzukuru wavo unofanira kupota uchindinyorera tsamba. Kana anyora tsamba vobva vakorekta vachiti apa chirungu chako hachina kumira zvakanaka. Saka ndokutaura kwavari kuita kuti sekuru ndo vakanyanyondiumba muupenyu hwangu kuti ndizosvika pandasvika ipapa. Gibbs.
Yes, so Precious, there's this issue concerning mathematics. What are your fears about math?
I was not good with mathematics from primary school until high school, to an extent that I ended up not writing my O-level mathematics. Instead, I decided to invest my time and energy into reading other subjects. I was good in science, Ndebele, English, and accounting, except for mathematics. While I was doing my research, I was told that when you want to be a pilot, you need to be good in mathematics, physics, and English. However, that did not discourage me. I decided to enroll for pilot studies. I knew that I needed to work thrice as hard. And I enrolled. When I reached there, the first campus test where they evaluate whether you are good or not, they told me that if you get these marks, because I failed dismally, plus you do not have mathematics, according to statistics in this school, in 43S school, people with such marks in mathematics, people who also perform this well in this campus test might not make it till the end. When I heard those words, I knew that I needed to work hard. And in those subjects with mathematics, which were navigation and meteorology, I got above 90%. In some of them, I was highest in my sitting in those examination rooms.
So I won't find anything developed, Uchela Vantuti, even mathematics, one we are Tuga. Chinalatabaji say, Chigan Zerasimidi. Kotwa. Abantu mabe kucabanga bathi ayi phela imesi yokwenza ukuthi ube umpilot phela akubatshela abantu ukuthi ayisikho khona ukubatshela ukuthi xa kumele ube umpilot kumele wenzeni ufake ngesintu silwa
abantu akumelanga ukuthi bazibekele phansi ngoba ula mathematics akusho ukuthi awungeke wenze lento ofuna ukuyenza. Uyakwanisa ukuthi nawe uthathe ama-lesson amancane nje lapha online kuma-app, kunama-apps bakufundisa ukwenza mathematics encane nje nawe ukwenzela ukuthini ukwanise. So kuya ngokuthi sebenza kanzima kangakanani. Bengingenayo i-mathematics, bengingakwazi nokupress ezinye izinto ku-calculator, kodwa ngadinga usizo ebanganeni bami, ngadinga usizo kumatitshala ayifundisa. Kwenza konke lokhu kwenza ukuthi nginanzelele ukuthi i-mathematics ayikho nzima. Ngase nginanzelela lokuthi laphana kenza inkinga, benza imistake laphayana, bekumele kube nje. Ama-t-shirt, yes, bekumele kube nje. And kuwo lawo ama-subjects abele mathematics, so abiza i-navigation, the math, bengisiba i-highest kuma-sittings wami with above 90%. Nginjalo kungela mathematics, nginjalo kade ngisesaba. So sometimes ukwesaba kunormal, but uNkulunkulu ulesizathu sokuthi enze izinto zakhe. Bengekho good kumath ukuze ngibe lana ngizokhuluma lamhlanje ukuthi you can achieve anything that you put your mind in.
Aiwa apo Chukunzwa, pane, there's a question here for you before I go into Shona. Lusundongwe Chikore saying, what advice would you give girls since you are now in a predominantly male field? How are you coping being a female in an industry that is dominated by men?
It is very important when you are in a male-dominated industry to keep bettering yourself. Study hard, because knowledge is power. When you know what you are having, when you understand, and people will have confidence in you. And self-awareness is very important. Know your abilities, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and work towards making those weaknesses a strength as well. So it's very important that when you're in that industry, keep reading, keep studying, so that when you face challenges, you are able to stand for yourself firm with the knowledge. Yes.
But as a woman, are you treated differently? Or what is the situation like there?
To be honest, I wouldn't say I was treated differently because I was a woman. Well, these things we cannot run away from. They do happen. But to be honest, for me, I wouldn't say I was treated differently because I was a woman. No. I just made know that I study, yes, and know my things. And instead, some guys will come to me for help as well.
Are there any other Zimbabweans at the school where you're at, or have you talked to any other Zimbabweans that have been seeing what you're doing and are now rising up and coming up and doing a similar course?
Yes, I have been involved with 43S School with their adverts, where I do some videos, short videos, talking about my journey. After that, on Instagram, I do get a lot of messages from people from all over the world, mostly from Zimbabwe, some of which they already joined 43S School by asking me for advice. So I can say I'm a mentor to a number of people. Yes, and they are Zimbabweans as well in 43S School all over South Africa. Yes.
So how many people do you think have actually heard your story and are now doing what you're doing, or at least are thinking about it?
To be honest, there are a number of them. On Instagram, I could be talking about maybe more than 30 to 40 people, some who are already looking to start. Some are still in school as young as 16 years old. They're already asking me, when do we start? They're already asking for advice concerning schools. Some people, when they join 43, they tell me, I am here already because of you. So I have a lot of positive feedback, yes.
Apo tiri kunzwa muzvare Precious Sibalo vari kutaura ivo kuti munhu unofanira kushingirira, nekuti vari kuti ivo pavanga kuchikoro dzidzo dzemets dzadzakavaomera, uyezve pavakaenda kunoapplya kupilot school uku vaitoziva kuti kuri kudiwa zvinhu zvakadai semets nezvimwe. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti vakashingirira, vakatsumaira kuitira, vakashanda zvine simba kuitira kuti apo pavanga vachidziva kuti apa ndiri wika, vabva vapagadzirisa kuitira kuti pari zvino vakazokwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachipasa zvavanga vari kuita. Uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti vatori nenhoroondo yevamwe vanasikana nemadzimai vamwe vavakatobatsira, nevamwewo vanhu vanobva kuZimbabwe vavakabatsira nenhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo kuti vakwanise kunge vachitorawo basa irori rekuita pilot nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vari kuti ivo dzidzo huru iripo ndeyekuti munhu shingirira pane zvauri kuita. Kunyange uri kuchikoro ikoko usiri kugona tomboti mets sekutaura kwavanga vari kuita, ukatsungwe ukashingirira zvinogona kuita. Saka ndo dzidzo yavari kutipa ipo panapa, vachitaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti kana iwewo wasvikawo kumusoro uko sezvavaita, udhonzowo vamwe vari pasi uchivapa dzidzo. Vari kutaura ivo kuti paInstagram vatori nemamwe maprogiram avanoita vachibatsira vamwe vechidiki vanenge vachida kunzwa panyaya iyoyi yekuti ungaite sei kuti uite pilot. Vakatoti pane vamwe vana vechidiki vane makore akatosvika kuma16 nezvimwewo vari kutovanyorera vachivabvunza ivo kuti vangatange sei basa irori. Saka dzidzo yatiri kuwana pagibs, the biggest lesson that I'm hearing here, she is literally just saying you need to persevere no matter how difficult anything is. You need to persevere to get to your end goal. Over to you.
Yes, so you faced so many problems, Precious Sibalo, and one of them was the passing away of your mom, and you said it was really devastating. Tell us a bit about that.
My mom passed away when I was 18 years, and my mom had remarried, so I have two siblings originally from Botswana. And so we were left with my father from Botswana and my grandparents, my uncles, my aunties. We are a big family, and I thank them for support as well throughout my journey. My father as well passed away while I was working for Qatar Airways. Therefore, I was left with two siblings and a daughter to fend for. So these were some of the challenges. And at the same time, having to raise money to pursue my dreams and also pay school fees for my siblings and my daughter. These were the challenges that I went through in my life. I thought my dream of becoming a pilot was buried along with my mother. I gave up for a while, I will not lie, we are all human. But at one point, I had to pick myself up and say, this is what I want to do. I want to leave a legacy for my children, for my family. I need to stand up firm and pursue my dreams despite the situation. Hence, I am here today. Yes.
Yes, Tonopa, I said to Konoko, the Sindavelasi, Kubakama.
Umama washona, umama uthe ngakashoni wathi ngobe precious kumele unakekele abantwana. Ngazibuza ngathi ngizoba nakekela kanjani abantwana ngisebenza ngiliweda mama. Umama wathi kumele ubanakekele abantwana. So wangishiya umama nginaba banawo amababili lo mntanami. Ubaba ube ngowe eBotswana ngoba umama washada eBotswana after 10 years. So bese nginabanawo about 2 from Botswana lo mntanami. Ubaba naye washona ngisebenza eCutaways. Kodwa lokhu akuzange kungistophe kuthini ngigcine imali omzame ukuthi ngiqhubekele phambili ngaleli phupho engangilalo. Angizange ngaphela amandla, angizange ngaphela umoya. Ngabazali bami bengisiza, ogogo lokhulu, omalume, abangane bami. Yikho namhlanje ngilana, ngithanda ukubonga isupport yabo bonke la bantu.
And you also tried modeling, right?
Yes, ngithe ma ngiseva lapha amatafula ema-restaurant bengisebenza e-Primipiati. Abelungu beza kimi, do you want to try modeling? I did modeling for Kosi Nkosi in YDE. It's one of the known designers in South Africa. Ngamodelele saqala. So I would go after work for ama modeling jobs in the evening, and then yeah, that's how it all went.
How difficult was it to do modeling?
Modeling was difficult because nakhona lana bekumele ukuthi ube ngumuntu othi uma ushayisa emsebenzini uphindwe ngale. So bekungekho lula ukuthi wenze into ezimbili ngasikhathi sinye. Sometimes bekufonele uthole ukuthi kumele uyengena ishift ngaleyo wena.
So marvelous. It was into modeling as well, you know?
Yes, very interesting there. But there's a question before I go into Shona. There's someone listening, Dongwich Kwere, saying, can you share how you felt on your first day knowing you are the one who is at the helm of the plane and you have the people's lives in your hands? What was that like, your first experience flying?
Very important when you're a pilot, of course, to remember that you were souls on board. Therefore, it takes discipline. So you need to make sure that you are well rested before the flight, you eat well, you prepare thoroughly before the flight. So it, of course, you will be nervous for the first flight, but you get used to it during training, because during training it's only you and your instructor. So you build confidence and knowledge during that time to an extent that now I'm able to fly my friends, I'm able to fly my family only with me as a pilot. So it takes a lot of dedication to do thorough research about the route you are going to, the rules, the regulations. So there's so much discipline required. And then through all that, you gain your confidence. So no more nerves.
But how do you know where to fly to? There are no roads like what we see, how we drive in cars. How do you know up there that this is the way to go?
We learn about the airways. We have some applications that we use. We have some navigation charts. We have everything at our disposal. We have routes that we follow there as well. We have roads as well out there. Yes. We don't just go. We have to comply with certain regulations of an area. There are some areas that we are not supposed to fly over. You have to make sure you are clear of obstacles. Many regulations that we need to follow. By doing so, you need to keep studying your air laws, your documents, so that you are always vigilant.
Thank you, Bill. Let me just translate what you just said. Chukuzwapo kubakuna mujare precious. Varitaura ivo kutinorondo yope nyoro. Varitaura ivo kutivakara sikirwa na maivavo. Vasati vato, varipakati kopita kudzidzira kuita pilot uyezve vakazorasikirwa zvakare nababa wavo, vakasara ivo vaine vanin'ina vavo vaviri nemwana apa nguva iyoyo, vachida kuti vabatanidze zvakare mari yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachienda kunoita zvidzidzo. Vari kutaura kuti zvakambonetsa, zvakambovadzora kumashure mbijana, asi vakazozvisimudzira zvakare vakaona kuti chinangwa chavo changa chiri chekuti vadzokere kuchikoro vaite zvekuita pilot izvozvo kunyange vanga varasikirwa nevanhu vakakosha saamai nababa panguva iyoyo saka vanga vari kutaura kuti zvava zvakaoma asi sekuziva kwatinoita muupenyu vakazvisimudzira vakakwanisa kudzokera zvakare kuchikoro uyezve ndazobvunza ndikati kwemi munoziya sei kana muri kudenga uku kuti muri kuenda kupi nendege idzodzi hatione kuti pane marodi kana kuti chiise takangogara kuye tingoti piloti ndiye ari kuenda vakati aiwa pane zvidzidzo zvatinotodzidza tinongoitawo sezvinoitwa nevanhu vanenge vari kudhiraivha nemota tinotoziva kuti ukaenda zvakadai unofamba zvakadai pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzisingaendwi nezvimwe zvakadaro saka ndo zvavari kutsanangura ipo pano dipi
yes yezvapresa simiri kuvuzirira pake umambela sokuti pezulu lapo lave lipomuhamba kumbe kuyandungiswa kutiwa hayi phela kumele sihambe ngendlela enje so ngoba
kuyalungiswa ukuthi kumele sihambe ngendlela enje kwenza ukuthi singashayisani ngoba zikhona phela la zezinye indiza khonale so la mabhuku lathi siwabalayo imithetho kumele siyilandele konke lokhu sikwenza masifundiswe ezikolweni sibekwazi ukubala amamephu sibekwazi ukubala amachati sibekwazi ukuthi imithetho ithini endawo ethize so nathi sinayo laphayani imigwaqo phezulu
so kodwa ziningi phela indizamtshina enye ingena ngaphansi ingena phezulu enye ngapha liyakhuluma akwenza umuntu akuphambanisi konoko
basehlukanisa indiza ezisatrenayo indiza ezinkulu kanjalo bakwazi ukuthi basehlukanise kule mthetho ehlukeneyo ukuthi indiza enkulu elandela lo mthetho kumele ihambe let's say at 30,000 feet lezana ezinye zihambe at 3,500 kanjalo or 35,500 so kule mthetho kumele ukuthi uyibale uyilandele ukuze ungazitholi susenkingeni
Yeah, so under normal circumstances, you'll expect pilots to be like me and marvelous. Like, you know, when you get into a plane, sometimes you get dizzy, you know?
Yeah.
So a pilot doesn't get dizzy?
No, we don't get dizzy. We don't get dizzy. I think it's because we are in charge. We are busy. We are distracted. We are hands-on. Mentally, we are working. So we don't get dizzy. I think it's just like, as well, I cannot be a doctor because I cannot operate on someone. So I believe everyone has their path. Some people are scared of heights. I'm not scared of heights. That's why I'm a pilot. So I believe that we are not all the same. That's why I am able to be comfortable with being up there without feeling dizzy.
And tell us about these hours that people are always saying, I have so many hours. How does that work?
As you fly, you gain hours, and it is important to gain hours when you are the one in charge. When we are still learning, we are gaining hours that we call dual hours. Mm-hmm. And then right now, as I hire to fly, I'm the pilot in command. It is important as well to boost your CV by having many, many hours. And to build hours, you can do that in many ways. You can do bush flying in places like Botswana while you are building your hours so that you are airline ready. Some airlines require 500 hours for you to join. Some require 250. So it depends on the requirements. But the more hours you have, the better. Hence, I have decided to start the flight instructor training so that I can gain hours while I am teaching someone how to fly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And have you ever flown to Zimbabwe as a pilot?
No, our aircraft are quite small. We have to refuel, I think, around 10 times for me to get to Zimbabwe, but it is my wish to fly to Zimbabwe one day.
And what would you say has been like your best flight so far?
It was my solo flight. My best flight was my solo flight. Taking off for the first time on my own without an instructor was liberating. Like, I cannot even start to explain how amazing that was. Knowing that I'm in control, at the same time, some nerves, not knowing whether you land safely. So all these things, it was amazing after landing safely. Yes.
Thank you. Apo tikunzwa muzvare Precious varikutaura iwo pamusoro pebasa ravari kuita rekubhururuka vachibhururutsa ndege Precious Sibalo. Varikutaura ivo kuti basa kana kuti yavangati yekubhururuka kwakanyanya vafadza ndekwavakaita vari vega pavakabhururuka kekutanga vasina mumwe anenge achivabatsira flight assistant kana kuti flight instructor. Vakabhururuka ndoyavari kuti ndo flight yakanyanya vanakidza zvakare nekuti vanga vari kutyira kuti saka ndichaita sei pari zvino ndinogona here kuti ndidzikise ndege iyi zvakanaka asi vakaona kuti aiwa mwari akavabatsira vakawanikwa ivo vachikwanisa kuwanikwa vachibhururuka zvakanaka vakawanikwa ivo vachinyatsowanikwa ivo vachimisa ndege yavo zvakanaka ndikafunza kuti ko makamboenda here kuzimbabwe vakati aiwa pari zvino handisati asi shuwiro yangu ndeyekuti mumazuva kana kuti mumakore anotevera ndigozokwanisawo kuwanikwa ndichibhururuka ndakananga kuzimbabwe ndokutaura kwavari kuita gima.
Yeah, so what are your future plans, Precious Swana?
My future plans at the moment, I would like to go back to Qatar Airways and work there as a first officer or start off as a second officer. Currently, I have started with my studies of becoming a flight instructor. I have recently enrolled so that I can build my hours and experience. By doing so, I know that one day I'll be able, along with others, to open a school, an aviation school in Zimbabwe, considering that many of us are scattered around the world for these lessons, for these flight trainings. We need schools as well, more schools in Zimbabwe, so that we can train there. So I know that by doing the flight instructor's rating, I'll be able to be hands-on in that school as well.
Yes, Karupa.
Isifiso sami ukuthi ngibuyele ngiyosebenza eQatar Airways okwamanje ngisafuna ukuthi ngiqale i-course yokufunda ukuba namfundisi wenzela ukuthi sibe kwazi nathi ukuvula izikolo ekhaya eZimbabwe zibe ziningi ngoba okwamanje sibaningi ngaphandle kweZimbabwe siyafuna funda emazweni ahlukaneyo kungaba kuhle ukuthi nathi sibe nezikolo eziningi kwelaseZimbabwe aviation schools.
Yeah, marvelous.
Apo tiri kunzwa muzvare Precious vari kutaura ivo kuti shuwiro yavo mune yatingati mukutevera uku mukupindana kwemazuva ndeyekuti vakwanise kuwanikwa ivo vachivhurawo chikoro chavo kuZimbabwe chekubatsirawo kuwanikwa ivo vachidzidzisa vamwe vanoda izvozvo zvekubhururuka nendege asi vari kutaura zvakare kuti vachada kunge vachishanda neQatar Airways vachishanda ipapo vachibhururuka ndokutaura kwavari kuita ivo asi shuwiro yavo huru ndeyekuti vakwanise kuzowanikwa vachivhura chikoro kuZimbabwe. You mentioned that you would like to work for Qatar Airways. Why Qatar Airways?
For 5 years, I joined Qatar Airways at an early age. I was around 25, and that company molded me into who I am today. Mm-hmm. I was able to support my family when I was working there. I was happy there. I was traveling the world, meeting different people, different cultures. The support was very, very strong and good. When I wanted to be a pilot, I met the CEO of Qatar Airways, Mr. Akbar Albakar, and he was 100% supportive of my dream. He never said, "You are a woman, no, you cannot do this." Instead, he said, "Go and speak to the department, the piloting department, get all the required information and all the schools that as Qatar Airways we recommend." So they recommended 43S school. Through their help, I was able to go to 43S school. They gave me all the necessary support. Hence, I want to go back there. I was really happy.
So were you working at Qatar Airways as what?
I was the cabin crew. I was a flight attendant. Yes.
So you actually started there as a cabin crew and air hostess?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it will be my dream to go there, to go back there. However, it doesn't mean that I'm not open to other job opportunities.
Okay. Ichindi vaka ikandichengeta panguva iyoyo ndikakwanisa kubatanidza mari uye zvivari kutoti vakasangana nemukuru wekambani iyoyi vakamudza kuti shuviro yangu ndeyekuti ndiri pilot mukuru uyauya haana kuvashora kana kuvazvidza kana kuvatarisira pasi asi akatovabatsira nekuwanikwa iye achiendai munotaura kuti department riya rikatizowanikwa wanikwa richivaratidza chikoro changa chakanaka kuti vaende kunowanikwa vachiita zvidzidzo ikoko saka vari kuti ivo inini shuviro yangu ndeyekuti ndidzokere ikoko kwandakatangira basa iri remundege ndidi.
Yes, so Professor Sibalo, you are not only a pilot, but there are other projects that you are doing. What are these projects?
I started during my birthday, 7 August last year. I did a birthday with a purpose virtual party where instead of receiving gifts from friends and family, I requested that they pledge a COVID-19 pick and pay food hamper. I was able to raise 200 buckets worth 200 rands. We raised almost 20,000 rands buckets, and we were able to give out to the pensioners in the Eastern Cape, South Africa. And I'm involved in other charities like Ivizwe Project here in Port Elizabeth. And as well as I was traveling around the world as a cabin crew, I was part of a travel with the purpose team where we would go to different countries and visit orphanages with the little that we have. I remember I fell in love with one girl in Namibia who was who is an albino. We went there with some sunscreen, sweets, just giving hugs to those children made my day. So this is what I'm involved in as well. A lot of charity works. Yes, that's what I do most of the times during my free time. And I would like to expand this to back home. Back home, I'm also participating in some projects in the village where I come from. And it is my dream as well to continue and do all these things back home, yes.
And you are also an inspirational speaker, something like that?
Yes, I was invited in Pretoria in one of the churches recently in January to motivate the youth. It was a mother-daughter seminar that I attended to. It was a blessing. A lot of people were blessed. And yes, I am part also of the motivational speaking team in aviation.
Yes,
motivational speaking. Bengihamba bengibiziwe laphayana ePretoria ukuthi ngizokhuluma nabancane omama ikakhulu bebheka ukuthi nami ngibe lomntwana ngisasemncane bakhona abanye abantu abagivaphile empilweni bathi asoezi balahla ithawela ngoba belabantwana ngihambile laphayana ukuthi ngikhulume nabo ukuthi bengalahla ithawulo kusaselethemba. So me involved everything, me motivate abantu as well. Plus nginama charities, nya visit lapha abantu abangena zingane, abangena bazali, ama orphanages. Plus ne COVID-19 ngikwanise ukuraise amabhakete okunikeza abantu abawu 100, about 200 rands buckets each. Esiwaraise nabangani bami during my birthday. Sakwanswareza, it was worth 20,000 rands and niggas around Dala, Eastern Cape, and a Mato.
Aiwa, Apotrukunzwa, Mujare Precious, Sibalo, or Ivo, pamusoro pemamwe mabasa avari kutiwo vari kubata vari kutiwo vari ikoko kwavari kusouth africa vakakwanisa kuita yavari kuti virtual birthday party yekuti vakwanise kunge instead yekuti vanhu vavape ivo zvipo vakati kune shamwari dzavo vakange vari pazoom nezvimwewo vakwanise kunge vachiunza chiri chikafu chekuti vakwanise kuzowanikwa ivo vachipawo vamwe vakwegura vari munzvimbo yavanogara vakataura zvakare kuti apo vanga vari kuita mabasa avo ekufamba saair hostess vakawanikwa ivo vachienda kunzvimbo dzakadai sekunana namibia vakawanikwa vachishandawo nevamwe masope vachivapawo yatingatai mafuta ekuzorwa nezvimwewo zvikwanisiro sevanhu vanowanikwa ivo kunopisa uyezve tinoona kuti ganda ravo rinowanikwa iro richinetsekana panguva iyoyo saka ndo mamwe mabasa avari kubata vakati zvakawanda zvavari kuita uyezve kuchechi yavanopinda vakadeedzwa ivo kuti vakwanise kunge vachiuyawo zvakare vachitaura naana mai nevana vavo pamusoro penhoroondo yeupenyu hwavo zvikuitira kuti vamwewo vawanikwe ivo vachidzidza kubva kwavari pamusoro pemafambiro avakaita neupenyu hwavo kusvika pavari pari zvino. So where can people actually follow you? Because I see there is someone saying would love to for you to speak with girls in Chimani Mani via WhatsApp video since Zoom will be hard. Where can people follow you if they want to be mentored or they want to hear about your program?
Okay. On Instagram, my name is Sivalo P, S-I-B-A-L-O-P. And then all the information I'll forward to Gibbs, I think that's better, so that people can follow me, yes, on Facebook and on Instagram as well.
Yes, and then there's something that is in you, and that is cooking. I'm informed that you know how to cook sushi,
yes.
Another
yes.
thing, and even yes. chala, you know, salsa. Yes. Tell us yes. a bit about that.
I love cooking as well. I call myself Chef Coco. Yes, I believe that in everything you do, you must do it with excellence. I've already said this. So mm-hmm. when you see my food, it's always kind of five-star looking because I decorate, I give myself time to plate because I did food and nutrition back in school. So I do make sushi. I watch videos on YouTube. Yes, so I'm always exploring different things. I'm someone who's very vibrant. I am adventurous. I like adventure as well, things like bungee jumping, skydiving, zip lining. I am an adrenaline junkie as well. So, yes, I love cooking. Next time when you visit, let me know sushi on the menu.
And your grandmother actually taught you something, right?
My grandmother taught me to cook as well. Ipap with umbita nenyama, umkhanqa, inopi. I know zonke lezo zinto zamaqimbi. Yes.
So somebody would think that maybe pilots don't eat caterpillars, they don't eat some of these funny things, they eat, you know, that kind of dainty food.
My favorite bazontshela noma ngakhulumanga namanje ngelidingi delele ngithanda idelele elesithwala.
So mother said she says she loves okra and
stuff. You talked about sushi and how do other people respond to you when you say you actually can make sushi and you enjoy it?
When I send my videos to people or pictures after making sushi, they cannot believe. So every step I have to take a picture that now I'm rolling, now I'm doing this so that they believe.
Okay. Ako tiri kunzwa muzvare pressure vari kutaura ivo kuti vanofarira zvekubika vari kutiwo vakadzidziswa nambuya vavo kubika zvinhu zvakadai semacimbi asi chavanonyanyofarira iderere nesadza asi vataura zvakare kuti vanogadzirawo tumwe tumondimwe. Where is sushi actually from? I can't remember. Is it Japanese or?
Yes, Japan. Originally from Japan.
So now, if somebody approaches you today from the street and says, you know what, I want to be a pilot.
Yes.
What would you tell that person?
I would tell them to make sure that they concentrate more in subjects like mathematics, physics, and English. It's vital. Yes, I made it without those subjects, but it is vital for you to learn and understand those subjects so that it's easier for you when you enroll. Because if you don't have knowledge in these subjects, it will mean that you keep repeating lessons. By repeating lessons, you are spending money. If you fail an exam, you rewrite, you are paying money. If you fly and you did not understand the lesson, you repeat, all that is money. So for you to save money, it is very important that you concentrate on those subjects that I mentioned. And as well, I will encourage that person to follow people on social media who are already in this industry so that they can watch some videos that they upload. Because during my studies, I would watch videos that will make fly easy for me. I would follow, if I did not understand the concept, I would go on YouTube and watch other people, simpler ways of doing things. So it's very important to also do your research and keep working hard.
Yeah.
Umuntu ongabe efuna ukuthi abe yipilothi engakusho ukuthi bazame ukuthi ba-understand esikoleni i-math, isilungu ne-physics noma bengelakho lakho ku-right, kodwa ezinye izikolo ziyakudinga lokhu, kuzokwenza ukuthi useve amasenti ngoba ma uphinda i-lesson kufunakala amasenti, ma ufeyila i-exam kufunakala amasenti. Ukuthi useve imali zakho kumele ukuthi ubuye usazi lawo ma-subjects kuzokusiza kakhulu. Plus engingakutsho ukuthi abantu baqhubeke besebenza nzima bengalahli thawula konke.
Kana watadza urukubhadhara zvakare. Saka vari kuti zviri nani kuti uende uchinotsvaga basa irori watowanikwa iwewe uine masubjects avari kutaura aya. Uyezve vari kuti kushingirira kwakakosha. I just have one question. You mentioned that your mom passed away, but she still persevered. Just round up that, because you know I'm thinking of my mom this month. She passed away on the 14th of April, and I remember it makes me cry when I think about her. She passed away a few years ago, but every April 14th, I think about her. What special message did your mom leave for you?
It's, in English, it's like, you know that game where as kids, you touch each other, the one that the other person touches to run and touch the other. So she told me, Ngobe, meaning that it is my turn to take care of the kids. That was the message my mother said a few hours before passing on. She said, Precious, it is your responsibility now to take care of the kids. By that time, I was a waitress, and I asked myself, how am I going to take care of my siblings when I cannot even take care of myself? However, in everything that I was doing, I made sure that I share the little that I have with them.
Thank you very much, Precious Valo. So we've come to the end of our show today. We're actually lucky to have a Zimbabwean-born pilot, and that is Precious Sivalo. She is now in South Africa, and she wants to be a big, big pilot, and she has done it. So thank you so much, Precious, and we wish you the best. Thank you. So sign off from Maryland. This is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Musanga Nyahuye in Washington saying good night, and let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukureni.
Bye-bye.